Nashville news feed for today. All the latest country music news brought to you by Jeff Mateo with the Mateo Group at Keller Williams Realty. Learn what buyers would pay for your home by typing in your address at jeffsellsmaine.com. Bailey Zimmerman, Jelly Roll, Keith Urban, Lainey Wilson, Sam Hunt joining the previously announced host, Kelsey Ballerini, for the CMT Music Awards lineup.
Nice.
That show will be April 7th in Texas on CBS and Paramount Plus. Remember, if you want to vote for all the nominees, it's open through April 1st on the CMT website.
Yes, very cool. And we also just got noticed that it is now the lowest rated award show of all time. It hasn't been on yet, but it is now the lowest rated award show.
Probably.
I feel like every award show, every time we play one, is like the lowest rated award show
very
ever.
Low. And then they'll be like, oh, it was more than last year. And you're like, okay,
yeah.
Still low.
It's still pretty low, right. Thomas Rhett says he's recorded 30 songs for his next project.
Whoa.
He said it'll be coming out this year. He's recorded 30 songs for it, but now they play a game of we're making an 11-song album, go. And you got to get really, really picky and cut that number down around 15 from the 30 and then go through it again and cut it down to 11 for the album.
Yeah.
It's got to be hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're all like babies when you know, you talk to country artists. They're like, every song I write is like a baby of mine. So it must be hard. Yeah.
Ugh.
Or if you're Morgan Wallen, you just put them all out.
Yeah,
you do. Yeah, I'm sure, though, it's a little tougher for certain artists to get a double album done, probably.
I think so.
Blake Shelton says he doesn't like it when country singers have their fans wave their arms in the air during shows.
Why?
He says, it's really funny. It's also not kid friendly, so I'll warn you about this statement. Blake Shelton says nobody wants that waving for the Uber, slapping the dude next to you. He says perverts are the only people that like that part of the show because it's a boob grab.
Yeah, it's
true. Oh my God. Yeah.
Well, he's not lying.
That's valid.
Yeah, how many people have gone in the pit for that reason?
Mm-hmm.
Little pervs.
Ugh, disgusting.
Drinking out of a boot is a big thing if you're a country artist in Australia. They call it a shoey. S-H-O-E-Y. Megan Maroney and Lainey Wilson both had their first shoey this past weekend in Australia at the CMC Rocks Festival.
Now, does it come up of someone's foot that's wearing the shoe?
For Megan Maroney, her first shoey was out of a fan's boot.
Oh. No.
Yes.
At a show.
Yes,
all
at a show.
Sweaty.
She took a very hesitant sip at first and then down the whole thing.
Yeah.
Lainey Wilson, also at a tour stop, took up the shoey challenge, and she said, I can't believe I'm drinking beer out of a boot, but I am dang excited about
it.
Wow, that's gross.
Yeah, take a sock and then take a bottle of alcohol, a dirty sock that you've worn all day.
No, that someone else has worn.
Yeah, that someone else has worn. And then pour it through that sock into a shoe that they've worn all day.
Uh-huh.
And then
take
a sip of it.
I have goosebumps. I'm so
grossed
out.
That is so disgusting.
That's a shoe.
I never thought that girl could ever disgust me. It just happened.
Wow.